This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell. I'm so glad to be here with you today. We have another beautiful, hot Southern California day, and I have a very special guest, Mary Margaret O'Connor. She's going to be talking about her book, Scandal in the Shadows, which exposes one of the biggest cover-ups of the Catholic Church. Margaret discovered that Mary, Mother of God, was a woman priest called Mary Priest. She believes that any Catholic deserves at least the truth from their own church, and she wrote a book to start the conversation worldwide, telling the truth about women priests in the Catholic Church. Welcome to the show, Margaret. How are you doing today?
Oh, real good, Mary. Thank you for allowing me to be here.
It's totally my pleasure to have you. So tell us how you came to find out this information.
Well, growing up in the Catholic Church, I had always been told by the church that there never were women priests, let alone women bishops or deacons. And if someone would have told me back in the 50s, I'd be out picketing today for women priests, I would have thought they were crazy. But when I did start to hear that there were definitely women priests in our early church, that really piqued my curiosity. So in my investigation, I came across several books that were written by both men and women that have great research in them. And just as an example, Gary Macy, his book, The Hidden History of Woman's Ordination, he said in the first 1,200 years of Christianity, women were ordained. Or you have John Winsgard's book, The Ordination of Woman in the Catholic Church, again, which all sounds so foreign probably to your listeners. He states that Mary, Mother of God, was called Mary Priest, and her title was the model for all priesthood in the Catholic Church.
Wow. So what did you feel like when you began to discover and dig on this information? How did it feel to know that there was this big secret that had been held from all of us, because I was raised Catholic as well?
Well, it was... personally, for myself, it was such a personal betrayal of my trust, and it really cut deep, because let's face it, well, it used to be anyway, if you belonged to a church, that was one organization that you knew what they were telling you was the truth.
Right.
And you just wouldn't question it, particularly back, like when I grew up in the 50s and the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
That was just unheard of, because you just wouldn't, you know, realize, unfortunately, the secrets that the Catholic Church had held and does still hold.
Right. Yeah, no, you're right. When we're little kids or teenagers, you believe whatever people tell you, whether it be your parents, right? And especially church leaders, you know, you expect if anybody else, church leaders would be telling you the truth. Of course, it comes to mind that a lot of the church leaders of that time may not even have known about this either, right? They were as in the dark as we were.
Oh, how can I put this delicately? I would love to believe that, but seeing what I've seen, you know, in the past few years, I think it's really, it's systemic. And unfortunately, it's gone back a lot further. And everyone just unfortunately kept their mouth shut. And that's obviously what makes this even sicker.
Yeah, of course. So why is it so important to you? I mean, you put a lot of time and energy. You picket for this. We have pictures of you picketing on the Blog Talk site. Why has this become so important to you, Margaret?
Well, again, it gets back to that personal betrayal of my trust by my own church, that I knew something was amiss. Why is it, when you think of it, why can't they acknowledge their own early church's history. Well, obviously, mm-hmm. that early history has the secrets holding of woman priests, woman bishops, woman deacons, and then, of course, Mary, Mother of God. And let's face it, they can't let these things out of the jack-in-the-box, because then woman would have to become priest.
Of course.
There would definitely be that opening. And
yes.
To me, that's the only reason that I can see, you know, why they're disavowing their own early church history. And it is very interesting when you look at it from the perspective that it's, what are they disavowing? What specific knowledge? It all mm-hmm. resounds around the positions of a woman religious held back then.
Right. Why do you think this? Why do you think they've done this? I mean, I wonder what. I mean, there's so many other types of religions that do have women that are ordained or they're in charge. Why such a patriarchal system?
It goes back, unfortunately. You have to go way back into the church. And John Winchgard brought up something really important. Rome then, of course, was basically in charge of, so many everything back then. And they devised their own law system. And they had their own civil law. And if you were a woman, unless you were rich, you were really looked upon as nothing. Let's face it, you did. You had nothing and you were no one. Well, mm-hmm. unfortunately, the Latin Church Fathers, basically, as John Winchgard said, they shaped some of the Roman law into our own church law. So if you take it from that perspective, a woman, right away, you have three or four stripes upon you. And unless you were Mary, Mother of God, you were looked upon, all women basically were sinners. They were unclean. They obviously didn't have the same authority as men. They weren't made, men as well, believe they weren't even made in the image of God.
Wow.
So we can try to, figure out like the question you were asking, and we might think, well, okay, back in the Dark Ages, the medieval ages, maybe we could make an exception, which we can't really, because when you hear how horrendous and degrading the language was towards them.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get up to our point now, there is absolutely no reason why they can't. And the reason comes behind their actually covering up. And people, of your audience might think, what is she talking about covering up?
Mm-hmm.
There are different councils that were held, and the Pope even has his own pontifical biblical commission. And they looked into the question of woman priests back in 1976, and that council specifically said there was no reason why woman can't be ordained. So what did they do with that information? They just sat on it. In 1974, Chris Schenck, a sister, mentioned another International Theological Commission that was looking into the study of women deacons.
Mm-hmm.
And they came out with, yes, women were deacons in every way, and they even made a comparison between a man and a woman deacon at ordination service for that. Well, then, if we jump ahead or go back into Vatican II, there was an Article 29 in the Constitution on the Church in the Modern World, and it specifically spoke to removing, basically in so many words, any type of discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hello, here we are again. There's all these basically roadblocks, if you want to label them as that, but actually it's all a part of this bigger cover-up where the hierarchy of the church has definitely do not want any part of a woman becoming a priest. And some people might say, well, what's the big deal about this? Within the Catholic Church, obviously for centuries now, women haven't been priests. This has nothing to do with the hierarchy. Will say women want power. They want to resume the same roles as men. No, they simply want to answer their call to serve God when they have that call, just like any other man has a call. And he obviously can go right into the priesthood and move on, you know. And why aren't women afforded this same opportunity? Another reason is because the hierarchy has disavowed Jesus' own biblical words, speaking about women's equality in our church. There's Galatians 3:28, there is no man or woman, all are one in Christ Jesus. And then even go back to Genesis 1:27, in the divine image, there were women and men, God made them. So this question of women not having equality in the church, it just isn't true. And it is true in the sense that when a woman is baptized, well, there is no equality there for her. So I would really appreciate any of the listeners that this information is factually based. I'm not making this up. And maybe if you could look at it from the standpoint, if you have a sister, if you have a mother, if you have an aunt, should they really be treated this way by the hierarchy of the Catholic Church?
Right. Exactly. If you have a daughter, exactly, because women have made so many strides through the years, as you know, in this country. You know, there are many things we couldn't be. Back in the 60s, even in the 70s, we couldn't vote. It wasn't that long ago where we were given the, you know, the opportunity to vote. It's not that many years ago. And but in this area, we're being shut out. So you're absolutely right.
Can I just add in one thing? Because you just opened it wide up when you said the right to vote. Pope Francis, when he was a cardinal in 2010, had a book called On Heaven and Earth. And he basically said in so many words, women, feminists received all the rights like they were looking for when women achieved the right to vote. Well, that was 1920. And let's just forget about all in regular life, the rights women are still fighting for. Let's jump back into the church. And it is so glaring, this whole issue of women's equality isn't even on the radar of the hierarchy of the church.
Right, right. And all
I mean, there's just so many things that are amiss here.
Yeah. Well, especially those writings that you talk back, going back to the early 70s, almost 50 years ago, they said, oh, yeah, it's okay. You know, there's no reason why women can't be ordained, but they don't make a policy that they can be ordained. So, but in so many areas, you know, we as women have been discriminated against. We still don't make the same money men do, you know. To this day, we still, men
so
make more
places,
money in the same position. Always.
Yeah. Too many.
And,
right.
Yeah. So so let's talk a little bit about the role authenticity has played in this for you, Margaret.
Oh, yes. Authenticity is really everything for me in relationship to my book. In fact, the very model for my book is called Here's to the Truth. If I literally was going to be presenting a centuries-old scandal of lies and cover-up, I knew I had to have the truth behind me.
Right.
And when you have authentic truth behind you, it allows you to truly speak from your heart. And it was basically my conscience has been the driving force behind writing my book to get the real truth out to any Catholic, whether it's here in the U.S. or worldwide, who as well has been betrayed by their church.
Mm-hmm.
But searching for this truth led me on this journey to begin with, but then to end the journey with that special discovery of Mary Priest, being Mary Mother of God, that was just absolutely wonderful.
Yeah. Wow. You know, I have to applaud you because it takes a lot of guts. It takes a lot of courage to do what you've done. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on my show. It's called Dare to Be Authentic. And it takes a lot of time, a lot of research, and a lot of courage to come out and speak the truth, because there's a lot of people who are not going to like it, right? And they've been trying to hide it for so many years. So I applaud you for that.
Yes, they aren't going to like it. And just remember, I'm the messenger. But,
yes.
I mean, it gets down to, where is Jesus' ministry being reflected? Is
mm-hmm.
lies and cover-up? I don't remember that being a part of Jesus' ministry.
Absolutely.
I mean, his ministry obviously was his truth and his unquestionable honesty.
Yeah. And he brought women into his ministry. He sought out women, and which was not common in his time. And that time, again, women were not considered that highly. So that he was an example for that. Well, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And if you want to call in and ask Margaret a question, you can call in at 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
We see the oppression that goes on before our eyes when priests and police get away with heinous crimes. The Veronica Journey on Amazon and Kindle. Once upon a time, the Pope controlled everything. People were slaughtered brutally, and whole cultures were destroyed for not submitting. What if the Vatican would have had guns, nuclear weapons, Hitler's technology, cars, and spaceships? The Veronica Journey on Amazon and available on Kindle.
Is pain keeping you awake at night? Do you often feel not good enough? Through actsfortransformation.com, ACTS, numerate for transformation.com, you can discover your core emotional needs and raise awareness of your limiting beliefs and your hidden potential. Kim Nai-Chi Lee is a qualified therapist and a creative coach, providing unique, authentic connection coaching. Acts for Transformation aims to help 10,000 people to a mastery of their own life. Come and sign up for a trial session now.
What you know about money is making you broke. I'm author Ted McClymont. I help smart, busy people discover why your money temperament is making you broke, and then show you how to fix it in 5 easy steps. Discover Your Money Temperament, A Common Sense Guide to Financial Security, is an easy read for everybody who spends money and wants to make better money choices. Order your copy now at www.tedmcclyman.com and learn why success with money is about managing your behavior, not your money.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Margaret O'Connor. We're talking about her book, Scandal in the Shadows, which exposes one of the biggest cover-ups of the Catholic Church, the fact that they originally had women priests. You know, we have a caller, Margaret. Let's go ahead and take that.
Okay.
Hi, you're on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Welcome. What's your name?
Dan.
Dan. Hi, Dan. Did you want to say something to Margaret or have a question?
Yes. What the church is doing today is very similar to what Margaret is bringing out in this book, and it's just secrets about everything. And
mm-hmm.
they're running their lives of clericalism under this shroud of secrets, and they don't bat an eyelash at it. I mean, they keep doing it. I mean, today they're involved in criminal behavior because of these secrets that they're hiding. And they've turned the church into a battleground. You got blue souls over here, which are all the men, and pink souls over here, which are all the women. And they think nothing of it.
Mm-hmm.
You've got instances today that compared, you know, to what she's bringing out in this book of the secretive behavior. But there's dioceses where individuals have actually committed crimes with children, and they were investigated by law authorities in the cities where it happened, in the diocese where this happened. This is in Buffalo. And the district attorney actually came out and said that one of the priests who he was investigating was removed from his job with the diocese, supposedly investigated by the diocese, which probably took them 3 hours, and they were through with their investigation because they saw nothing wrong with what he did.
Thank you for all your information, but we're talking about the subject of women priests. Did you have anything that you wanted to ask Margaret or say to Margaret? Because we have to move on with this subject matter. Continue with the subject matter.
Okay, and just that, you know, the way they've hidden secrets that she was dealing with in the past, that their technique has not changed today. They're still doing the same thing, and they don't see anything wrong with it.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for calling in, Dan. Have a great rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, I can see in a sense, you know, because I was out picketing as well for the sexual abuse issue. Mm-hmm. And it is just unbelievable where so many Catholics right away are accusing us of ruining the church and sadly can't see that we are out there trying to protect the rights of children who were obviously abused by priests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were
and
protecting.
And it's the same cover-up, deceit, and lies that's in the priest abuse issue, as well as back into the woman priest issue.
Okay. So Margaret, what do you think is the main message you want to bring to the public today?
I want readers, now that they've heard that there were actually women priests within our church history, I want them to realize that they have every right to speak out. The laity under Vatican II, it says, by reason of your knowledge, you can speak out on important issues. I have a petition at the back of my book, or you can go on the website and you'll find it. And it's basically asking you to sign this petition if you believe it was wrong for the church to remove Mary's title from her, or as well, if you want to honor Mary Priest, if you're a man or a woman, no matter what your faith is, if you believe it's unright for a church not to acknowledge the equality of woman in that church, you're free as well if you would sign that. Because numbers do talk. I basically want to get the attention of the hierarchy to finally recognize that the issue of women's equality in our church is a very important issue.
Mm-hmm. Okay, excellent. Very good. So let's talk a little bit about your book, Scandal in the Shadows. What can the reader expect? And we know that the petition is in the back. What can the reader expect in your book?
Well, I geared this book to be sure by all means that it wouldn't be dry or boring. Because right away some people might think, gee, church history is that. But I guess that really depends on what skeletons you find in the church's closets. And how ironic that the skeletons in our early church closets could help actually answer some of our current issues within our church. Having women priests would be a beginning, obviously, to cut into the awful priest shortage issue.
Right.
I basically, with my book, I want any Catholic to see their church like they've never seen it before. And speaking of Mary, Mother of God, in the priesthood is certainly something which most Catholics never ever heard, let alone thought about. Have you ever heard of Mary, Mother of God, being addressed as Mary Priest?
Never. Or, I had never heard of that until you wrote to me. I was shocked.
Or seen her in a mosaic wearing a chasuble and stole?
Never.
What about
absolutely not.
For any, I know it is, it's really shocking at first. For any woman, why doesn't your baptism allow you to engage in the priesthood? There's just no reason for that, and especially upon the information that I mentioned that has been found through the various hierarchies, commissions. I want women to really consider what is this new information that you can see Mary, Mother of God, as a priest. What is that going to mean towards your own individual faith life? More important, your own spirituality.
Yeah, very good. I love that. Awesome. So let's talk for a moment about how to get a hold of you and your book, Margaret.
Yes, you can go to yourradicaltruth.com. That's yourradicaltruth.com.
Very good. That's Margaret's website, and you can also find her on my website, lifecoachmari.com, lifecoachmari.com. Just click on my radio show page, and she's there with her picture, a link to her website, and a link to where you can purchase her book. So is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener, Margaret, something that's really on your heart today?
Well, truth was so much a part of this book. Let truth be your own guide on your life's journey. Let it help you confront a wrong. And let truth of any kind set you on a journey for genuine endeavors.
I like that. I love that. The truth will set you free. And so, I really applaud you for being a bringer of the truth. You've brought the truth in this book for people to see what has gone on. Things that we, like you said, when I first heard of this from you, I could barely even believe it. I said, how is that possible that no one has heard a word, a breath of this all these years, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, right? And so I think it's wonderful.
I know it took a lot of research.
It took a lot of research on your part, and like I said before, a lot of courage to get this out. Very good. Is there one last thing you'd like to say before we close?
I would just ask everyone to really remember that you are the people of God. Vatican II said that, and it might seem like pie in the sky words today, but if every Catholic realizes they have the right to speak out, that their hierarchy is not following Jesus's ministry. And that's why I'm concerned. It's like this hypocrisy. And any Catholic, I feel, really deserves better. We want to get back to the ministry of Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Margaret, for being on my show. It's been an absolute pleasure having you. And thank you for listening in. It's my pleasure. All together. And thank you for listening to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Remember that a replay of this will be put right on the same link. So spread this message. Know anybody, you're Catholic. You're a Catholic yourself. Have Catholic friends. Spread the news. And come back and join us next time for Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Bye now.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.